The content presented in this broadcast is for educational and informational purposes only. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Invest wisely. The views expressed on this show are those of the guest and do not necessarily represent this station or its sponsors. You've worked hard for a lifetime to save and to maximize your investments in retirement. But are your investments consistent with what you believe? And why does it matter? If you believe that all of life is meant to honor God, stay with us. This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni, sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC.
This is Faith and Retirement. And if you're feeling anxious today because deep down you just know that you haven't taken the time to really prepare for yourself or your family for what's to come, stay with us. We have some hopeful words for you, some great ideas. So, Jay, let's dive right in. Now that the dust has settled a bit after this election, I'm just curious on your thoughts of what it all means from a biblically responsible investing perspective, big picture.
Yeah, so if you remember a few weeks ago, my prediction was that Trump was going to win, even though the markets were telling us elsewise. You know, they were saying that based on that the incumbent would retain power. But I said it's all about the economy. And that's really what it boiled down to. The anticipated red wave finally materialized with a significant majority of counties and various voter demographics shifting to the right, which was pretty impressive landslide electoral college victory for Donald Trump, who's now going to be the 47th president of the United States. We've got Republicans also will control the Senate and the House. So it's going to be a pretty interesting time. It really has been. People are just fed up with big government. They're looking for smaller government. And the U.S. has literally spent trillions of dollars on welfare, and it's resulted in collapsing inner cities and increasing dependency on the government. And it's made it very difficult for the average person with all of the regulations, trying to start businesses. Just in the last 16 years alone, the federal spending has more than doubled due to the financial panic of 2008 and then also COVID-19. And this has led to a growing appetite for taxes at all levels to really contribute to lower savings rates, widespread dissatisfaction with the economy. And hardworking Americans really resonated with Trump, his support for tax cuts on tips, Social Security, and overtime. And looking ahead now, it's going to be very crucial for the Trump team to pursue bold, decisive action rather than half-hearted measures. He's really got a couple of years opportunity before the midterm election. So he really has to usher in what he's considering or what he's calling the Trump golden years. That's really what we're hearing a lot of. He's looking for very robust, effective policies, and he needs to capitalize on these gains and really get Americans really back on track. It really has been hurting a lot of Americans. They really have been told the economy is good from the Biden administration, but they're not feeling it in their pocketbooks. When they go to buy gas, go to buy food, that inflation has really wreaked havoc on the average American. So they resonated more with Trump than Harris, and that was really what I was anticipating. And I had a pastor who actually was like, Jay, I'm sitting on the sidelines. As soon as I figure out, you know, who's going to be in the White House, I want to get $500,000 invested. And he really wanted to invest with his Christian values. He called me and said, Jay, now that the election's over, let's move some money. Let's get this going. And he's been a very happy camper now that the Trump rally has unfolded here to start the last couple weeks here.
It has been an amazing 4 or 5 weeks in the markets, and just what you've done with our personal investments. Do you want to screen and clean your investments with no charge, no obligation? Well, stay with us. You can learn more about Jay, and this is your place for biblically responsible investing. Go to the website, faithandretirement.com. So, Jay, did the Trump win change anything as far as your 2025 investment strategy?
Not so much the strategy. I think, you know, if we look at the markets themselves, they've experienced really a rally. And a lot of this rally, we had five consecutive sessions of gains after Trump won, and the dollar reached its highest level in over 4 months. Bitcoin also hit an all-time high. Investors are really enthusiastic about the potential impact of Trump's anticipated policies on both growth and inflation. And it's, you know, love or hate him, you know what he did last time he was in office. We had a really good economy. gas prices were low, inflation was low, and we had strong growth, a lot of small businesses starting, people really, you know, enthusiastic. That's the only way to put it. People were really excited about the future. And we're seeing that happening again here as we start the few days after the election. The belief here is that government spending is going to come down as well. That really is one of the things that hopefully Elon Musk is going to be in charge of, is really going through the budget. If he does what he did to Twitter when he took that over before X, he really cleaned house and made that a well-oiled machine. So the prevailing belief is that Trump is going to really have this growth, this golden era that's going to happen in the months and years ahead. And it didn't really change our perspective from an investment committee. We were bullish, if you remember, before the election, all the way through the end of 2024 and into 2025. We think it's a great time to be an investor. That's what our team at Faith Investor does as an investment committee. We get together every month. And are we making any changes before the election? Nope. We all concurred that it was a great time to be invested. And, you know, we're pretty much fully invested because we see a lot of growth opportunities in the weeks, months, and years ahead here.
Can you unpack that just a little bit more about the opportunities you see for our audience moving forward now with a new direction?
Yeah, I think with less regulation, you know, that's really what Trump is not a fan of. He's a fan of letting businesses be businesses. And when you've got government intervention, it really hurts the average business because they're having to fight regulation, all these extra costs, all these DEI, diversity, exclusion, inclusion, all these things that you've got to essentially have. And that really adds a lot of cost to the average business. So really what I see as far as opportunities in the financial industry, there's a lot less regulation going to be happening in the energy. Drill, baby, drill, right? That's really what Trump is a fan of, bring energy prices down. And usually for a lot of oil companies, when energy prices are high, they're more profitable, but it's really going to lead to a lot of exploration, a lot of production companies, transportation, storage of energy. Those are really a lot of good opportunities. Also, additionally, with energy, you know, I think it's really going to be, you know, with utilities and electricity, if you look at the tech space, I think there's going to be a lot of expansion with artificial intelligence, a lot of the deregulation is going to lead to new opportunities within the tech space. So I'm excited about these opportunities that we see coming down the pike once Trump takes office in early 2025.
This is Faith and Retirement. And speaking of opportunities, we have an opportunity here to give you an offer that I think you're going to like. It is an absolutely free ebook called 7 Ways to Make Sure Your Money Lines Up with Your Faith by fiduciary and CFP Jay Peroni, my special guest. And Jay, if people call you and say, I'd like a free retirement analyzer, or what does that involve? What does that entail?
Yeah, so a lot of people are looking to retire and they're not sure. You know, at the end of the day, you know, people, you know, they can do all these calculators and they can try to get an idea, you know, if I retire, what is it going to look like? And really, we recommend a professional second opinion. And that's why we offer the Retirement Analyzer. You can go to faithandretirement.com if you're within a few years of retirement or about to retire, or even if you just recently retired. It's really important. The things that we're going to do for them, Tom, is we're going to gather their information. We're going to look at what sources of income do they have? Mm-hmm. Do they have security? Are they going to work part-time? Do they have a pension? We're going to look at all of their assets. What have they saved in their 401ks and IRAs and Roths? We're going to look at their monthly expenses. You know, what are the fixed expenses? Any mortgages or car payments? What are some of the variable travel, things that they really enjoy? And that's the biggest thing, is we're going to get to what is their retirement going to look like. I talk to people, I've been doing this 28 years, and a lot of people think they know what their retirement's going to look like. They spend 30, 40 years planning it. And then they get there and they're like, Jay, this just seems like a long vacation. And that's when they find a little more purpose. You know, I'm going to volunteer at my church. I'm going to do some mission work. I'm going to go back to work doing some consulting part time. So you really want to figure out, you know, maybe the first year or two, you're just taking some time to readjust, but really finding that purpose. What really excites you? What drives you? What makes you want to get up each morning? That's really what I love to work with clients. Just get to know them personally. What makes them tick? What are the things they want to avoid in their portfolio? What are the things that they want to support with their investments? And that's where we help them map out that retirement strategy, looking at stress testing it. What happens if we have another financial market meltdown? What happens if inflation's high, if taxes are high, low? We can model all that and do a stress test, just like when you and I go to the doctor. They're going to take our blood pressure, do some blood work. They're going to test our heart. They're going to stress test us to see what are some potential problems down the road and then come up with a remedy. That's what we do from a financial perspective. We're going to look at their health, their financial health, and see, are you in good shape to retire? What are some things you need to consider as you retire? And the biggest concerns that we help address are really four things: making sure they don't run out of money from a market meltdown. Number two, that their income keeps up with inflation. Number three, that they don't pay too much in taxes. And then number four, if they either the husband or wife needs some sort of long-term medical care, that we have a plan in place to adjust that so their plan doesn't get sidetracked. Those are really the four things throughout doing this almost 30 years that I found one of those or many of those are really the key factors that have really derailed a retirement plan. So we can prevent that or at least have a strategy to consider all of those factors. And that's really what we do with the Retirement Analyzer is try to make you as bulletproof as we can. No one's going to be 100% bulletproof, but if we can plan and prepare, we'll be better prepared to take on those challenges.
If you've got questions, you and your family have questions, pick up the phone and give Jay a call. He's very accessible to you at 800-270-7310. We're going to take a quick break and talk a little bit about what kind of moves the Federal Reserve is going to make that are going to affect your pocketbook. When we come back with more right after this.
This is Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Now, you don't have to choose between investment performance and biblical stewardship of your family investments. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com.
We are with Jay Peroni, Senior Portfolio Manager for Faith Investor Services. He is a fiduciary, and that's a designation you want to be watching for. He's been in business since 1996, and it goes on and on. You can learn more about Jay at the website faithandretirement.com. So I love following the news, and the Federal Reserve approved a second consecutive interest rate cut following its November meeting this past week, telling investors it's continuing its push to right-size monetary policy. I don't know what that means, but I'm hoping that you do. What are your thoughts on the latest interest rate cuts, and what's that going to mean for our listeners?
Yeah, so the Federal Reserve did approve its second consecutive interest rate cut following its November meeting, indicating that it's continuing its efforts, as you said, to right-size monetary policy. And really what they've got a couple of mandates. They're trying to make sure employment stays on track and inflation low. They really have that dual mandate. And the benchmark Fed funds rate is now in a target range of 4.5% to 4.75%. And this rate can really influence various aspects of borrowing, everything from mortgages to car loans to credit card rates. So that's really where it impacts our investors the most. The other thing that you'll see is that CD and savings rates will also come down. So it hurts to be a lender as well when rates come down. When you're a borrower, you like when rates come down. But when you're a lender and you're lending your money to a bank or a credit union or insurance company, the rates will come down as the Fed cuts rates as well. So you have to make sure that you remember that the Fed has operated under that dual mandate for managing monetary policy. And since 1977, Tom, Congress has tasked the Fed with maintaining price stability while maximizing employment. You can see the Fed historically, their job has been to preserve the dollar of the value of the dollar, and that hasn't happened. So I get a little leery of the Fed. You know, I know Trump has talked a lot and had a lot of fights with the Fed, so that'll be interesting to see starting in 2025. But for our listeners here, really the focus of the Fed is trying to keep people employed, keep rates low, keep the economy chugging along, and that's the good news is the economy is still relatively healthy. When we look at the GDP or the gross domestic product, it's still growing. And I still see some good years ahead here as we get into 2025. and really just making sure that rates stay attractive so that people can reinvest in the economy, afford to buy new equipment, and really expand their businesses. And that's why I like rates being lower. I think it really drives a lot of economic growth. And that's what I'm hopeful for, that the Fed will continue cutting rates as we get into 2025.
Thank you for listening today. If this is your first time listening to Faith and Retirement, welcome. We want you to explore this concept of biblically responsible investing. You're saving for the future, and that's great, but do you know where that money actually ends up? Jay, you know, the more things change, the more they stay the same. I'm in marketing, basically, and I'm a student of marketing. Bud Light sales are still down after that disastrous Pride Month ad campaign. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah. This month, we learned that Neiman Marcus is changing their iconic Christmas book catalog. They've had that since 1926, the Christmas book. And you guessed it. They're taking the word out Christmas so that they can be more inclusive of other religions. So what do you think about the trends toward woke secularism today?
Well, I mean, if the election's any indication, many Americans have grown tired of wokeism being jammed down their throats, you know, from the LGBTQ characters in almost every movie and TV show to the commercials you were referring to with Bud Light, and then the DEI, the diversity, equity, and inclusion, the ESG, environmental, social, and governance programs, and naturally born men being able to compete in sports with women, mocking of the Last Supper during the Olympic Games, to the they-them themes, and all these pronouns that really ordinary Americans have just really said enough is enough. That's really what we're seeing here. The election was clearly a referendum on woke politics and a rejection of the far left politics. And I love what Mr. Wonderful, Kevin O'Leary from Shark Tank, if you saw, he had to say in his comments on the election. It was very brilliant. He said, Democrats also owe Trump thank you very much, suggesting his astonishing victory gives the Democratic Party a chance to refocus. And what's happened here is the system self-corrected. When you try and break the American models, it fixes itself. And I think people should give him, which is Donald Trump, credit with the Democratic Party, because he saved them tonight too, because they're going to have to take a spatula to some of their woke policies and bring them back to the center over the next 4 years as a way to reset. And that's why we do this show, Tom, is really to give Americans a voice and to be able to vote with their investment shares. Let's stop supporting companies with these woke ideologies and philosophies that contradict the Bible. Let's invest in a biblically responsible manner and put our faith at the center of our finances. And we can take a look at your portfolio, make sure, see what you're supporting. You can go to faithandretirement.com today and get your investments screened from a biblical perspective.
You know, it's so important to be integrated. There are people who walk around and they're disintegrated. And by that, I mean their words don't match their actions. So it's so easy to be that way, to be pro-life, but then, you know, you're just out for returns. You don't care about where those investments go. And it's always important to talk about the fact that the results you get, the returns you get, are just as impressive, if not more so, than the biggest companies that are the dirtiest companies. So what's the hardest part of the process of screening and cleaning our listeners' investments?
Yeah, sometimes, Tom, it takes a lot of time to go through a person's portfolio. Recently, we had a gentleman who he literally owned 50 to 60 stocks, and then he had about 30 to 40 ETFs and mutual funds, and he had far too many investments. It takes a long time to go through 100 positions for a person, but we want to do it. We want to help them be educated, look at what are they supporting. And we can screen over 30,000 different investments, stocks, bonds, ETFs, mutual funds. If you've got annuities, we can dive into them and look at them from a biblical perspective. And we screen and clean. The process we use looks at 8 different areas and 60 subcategories. And the biblical screens include abortion, pornography, explicit entertainment, anti-biblical lifestyles. And we also look at human rights violations, and then we screen out addictive vices that enslave people, like alcohol, tobacco, and gambling. And then as an example of a deep dive, let's say a person says, Jay, I'm very pro-life, and I want to make sure I'm not supporting abortion. We can dive very deep into that issue and look at, okay, which companies are making abortion drugs? Which ones are doing cloning? What about fetal tissue and embryonic stem cell research? What about hospitals performing abortions? insurance companies covering abortion when they don't have to. And then companies that are donating millions and millions of dollars to Planned Parenthood, we can screen all of those companies out and make sure that they match your pro-life stance, and we're not contradicting, you know, you're sending money to pro-life causes and yet you're supporting these very abortion-related companies. So that's what we try to help our listeners do, is really understand what are you investing in and how do we get you some clean alternatives. A lot of people don't realize that there are over 10,000 publicly traded companies, just 7% fail the screen. So that gives us thousands of choices. And as you said earlier, Tom, if we can't find good choices amongst those thousands, shame on us. We've been able to, at Faith Investor Services, find great companies that are doing great things and avoid the ones that are supporting things that violate our Christian faith and values. And that's what we help people do. We have a fund. It's called the Christian Stock Fund. It's ticker symbol PRAY. It's a very easy way to get access to 60 to 70 companies that have passed our biblical screens, trades on the New York Stock Exchange. It is one of our core holdings at Faith Investor Services. But PRAY really is a perfect example how you can invest according to your faith and get good results at the same time.
Jay, you and I talk all the time about the fact that the national debt and, you know, our financial position is so precarious in the United States. I saw a news story that said, in essence, that Elon Musk is working on a plan to trim $2 trillion from our spending and debt. Do you think anything like that will happen to avoid a debt crisis? Is it possible? And how much are you playing offense? How much are you playing defense right now with our listeners' investments?
Yeah, so I mean, really, at the end of the day, deregulating and spend cuts are two examples. And Elon Musk may soon lead the Department of Government Efficiency. And if he does what he did to Twitter, as I mentioned earlier in the show, he laid off 80% of Twitter's staff. And that platform actually improved significantly. And he suggested too, and many studies have shown, that government employees may also be as unnecessary due to the years of poor productivity growth, indicating that at least 50% of the 3 million government workers could be let go. And Musk proposed an idea on Joe Rogan's podcast, pay half of those government employees to stay home, which could cost around $150 billion. But this approach could boost productivity more than the cost spent on their idle time. So he's right. You know, just get these people out. You know, the government will be more productive. And what we've found is since the financial crisis of 2008 and COVID-19, federal spending has climbed from 19% to nearly 24% of GDP. Historically, the U.S. hasn't balanced its federal budget with spending over 18.5%. So we're clearly on the wrong side to balance a budget. And we need to get back to the spending that was at the 2007 levels to really get us back on track. And instead of cuts, which are often very unpopular, we could freeze spending. That would be another way. If we freeze spending and really start to get our budget under control, I think we have a little more hope. But we're just spending trillions and trillions on interest. And it's a long road ahead that if we don't do something very drastic soon, it really could cripple Americans. And how? A lot of people ask, well, the dollar would get devalued very significantly, and we could see a crash of the dollar, which would lead to massive inflation and really a loss of purchasing power for Americans. So I've been preaching about this till the cows come home. Have good quality companies, good stocks, have some gold and silver, even some cryptocurrencies to get away from the dollar. These are some things you can do right now to insulate yourself or at least protect yourself from a decline of the dollar in the years ahead.
Thank you, my good friend. We've been talking to Jay Peroni, and this is Faith in Retirement. Learn more at faithinretirement.com. Pick up the phone, give Jay a call, ask your questions. No cost, no obligation to do that. It's 800-270-7310. Please tell your friends about this outreach ministry and join us next week.
Thanks for listening to Faith and Retirement with Jay Peroni. Do your family investments match what you believe? Call us now for your free portfolio screen, 800-270-7310. You can know that your investments line up with your faith and values. There's no obligation. Call and ask your questions, 800-270-7310. And call us today for a free retirement analyzer, a $750 value for clients with $250,000 or more. To get your free ebook from Jay, visit faithandretirement.com. That's faithandretirement.com. Investors should consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses carefully before investing. For a prospectus or summary prospectus, with this and other information about the fund can be found at PrayETF.com. Read the prospectus or summary prospectus carefully before investing. Investing in ETFs involves risk, and there is no guarantee the fund's investment strategy will be successful, and you can lose money on your investment in the fund. Shares may trade at a premium or discount to their NAV in the secondary market. Faith and Retirement is sponsored by Faith Investor Services, LLC. Learn more now at faithandretirement.com or call 800-270-7310. Online at faithandretirement.com. Tell a friend about this outreach. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.